Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
He is the former Packers right tackle.
No, I thought you were talking about me.
I'm not mad at Brian. I want to be clear. I'm not mad at him because he did do his part. It takes a village to fill in for Tausch. But just because he did Friday's show, he's not available to do Wednesdays. I'm stuck with you as the cousin sub of the day. I mean, come on. Brian, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
A different location today.
I am. I'm out at the new property. Had some stuff I had to do out here today. So, doing the show from here today, you know?
You've got internet and running water?
I do. Internet was done, like I said, broadband from the boonies. That's who provides the internet.
Nice.
It's great. Running water is good. I was out here this morning kind of taking care of some things, met with a couple people, doing some land work towards the back of the property that needs to be done towards the lakeside. Just slowly chipping away out here.
Do we get to meet the donkeys today?
I'm literally looking at them. They're right this way. I'm looking at them right now. I can see them. Once we get this land work done and it's all set the way we need it to be, then we start planting the fruit trees and kind of start going from there. So once all the groundwork gets done, all the land work gets done, then we start the orange tree. Start going there, and then maybe some chickens and some animals after that. So it's a process. We got to take this thing slowly, but it's coming along. It's coming along.
Well, I was just at Fleet Farm the other day, and now they are selling little chicks. So if you want me to pick up a few and bring them down to the new farm, I'll be happy to travel with them, bring them directly, hand deliver them to you.
Are you allowed to transport those across state lines?
It's a good question. I've transported a dog, a puppy, across state lines. I don't know about whether or not that's legal to take the chicks. Hey, Brian, look, you know me. We've known each other a long time. When it comes to players versus team in contract talks, I am 99.99999% always pro player. And I've told you before, the Nick Collins injury in your second year in the NFL when he breaks his neck in Carolina, if he doesn't hold out the previous offseason program to get a new deal, his life after football is much more challenging because he doesn't have the money in the bank that he does because of that contract extension. So that's one example of why I'm always pro player. So yesterday we talked to Jordan Love, and I'm wondering what your advice would be, because Jesse, against all odds, made a really good point, which is, in one way, he's got a lot of risk, which is what I was trying to discuss with him when I talked to him yesterday, of you're on the verge, on the precipice of life-changing money, but you're supposed to be paid $11 million this year, which is one-tenth of what you could get guaranteed, less than that. So what would your advice be? Because on the one hand, as Jesse pointed out, he does not have a impressive long list of resume builders for why he deserves that contract and why he should hold out. But on the flip side, absorbing that risk, Davante Adams did it and didn't get hurt during that season when he was playing out his contract. But you've suffered injuries. Tausch had ACL tears in contract years twice. So I'm curious what your advice would be to him if these contract talks lag.
Yeah, I mean, he's in an interesting situation because obviously the money that's involved in this contract is far greater than anything I experienced or even any of the buddies that I had have ever experienced, right? Like, obviously, I was friends with Aaron Rodgers, but his contracts were always taken care of pretty quick, right? Like, there was never a question about it. He was going to get paid when he and his agent thought they needed to be repaid, and it was getting done no matter what. This is a little bit of a different situation. simply based on what you said. There is not a huge resume for him right now, right? Like, we all saw what happened at the end of the season. It was very impressive. It looked fantastic. And we all expect that form to continue. But we don't know. And the team doesn't know, but they believe that it will continue. So if I'm him, and I mentioned this kind of similarly to you, I think a few weeks ago when I was on with Tausch and you, I think he just has to go and continue to perform and play. Like, I don't think holding out is, in this situation, his best move. I don't know how that plays out if he doesn't show up to things or he refuses to practice. And listen, this isn't about like how it looks to fans and everything like that. Like, listen, I'm more pro player than anyone, obviously. Like, I think guys got to get their money. They got to make as much as humanly possible while they can. And because you never know what could happen, a la Nick Collins. But I just don't know if he misses time or skips time, what that really gets him. I don't think it gets him anything, because I think the more he goes out and practice and performs and shows what he's all about, that he isn't skipping a beat this year. He's picking up right where he left off. That makes the team believe, like, all right, like, he looks the exact same as he did last year. If anything, he looks better. We need to get this done, because if we don't get this done, right, say he goes into this season and no contract's done and he's playing just as well as he did then the season, and I said this before, the money's going to go up. It's going to go up, and he's going to demand more money. And then you get into the situation where Green Bay, they had a number in their mind that would have been the summer number. Well, Jordan Love's team, with him performing well, now has a different number, right? And that's it's not the same as if they would just get it done right now. So if I'm Jordan Love, I'm going out there. I'm being the leader that he is for this team. I'm, constantly showing on tape that I am the guy. I'm continuing to do what I did last year, this year. And you just continue to perform, right? Let your agent, which I don't know who his agent is. Who does he have? Athletes first?
David Mulugeta, who is he is one of the rising stars with all these big name guys. And he is, I don't want to use the word ruthless because it sounds like it has a negative connotation. But when it comes to getting your guys the most money, that's your job. And so sometimes you have to be ruthless.
Yeah, let him be that guy, right? Let your agent be that guy that plays, your bad side, right? Let your agent be the bad side of you, and you continue to show up and do everything right. Because, like, he's not missing any games if this contract doesn't get done. It's not like he will not hold out. I will bet everything on that. He will not hold out.
You'll bet
game.
The farm.
I'll bet the farm. I'll bet the farm on it. And if someone wants to match it, we could take that bet. I'm all for it. But I just
new
think
segment
if he continues
starting up next week.
Yeah, like, I just think if he continues to show his value, Green Bay already really doesn't have a choice, right? Like, they really don't. Like, he's your guy, and you know he's your guy. It's just a matter of when everyone's going to be comfortable on that number. So if I'm Jordan Love, I'm continuing to go out there and show this organization, show Goody, even though they already know this, what you're worth. And if you continue to do that and stack, good practices, good preseason practices, because I'd imagine they're going to do joint practices against other teams. You have good performances against them. This all, it takes care of itself, because Green Bay, I mean, Jason, you know this. I know this. Green Bay does not love spending money, regardless of who it is. It is not their favorite thing to do, is spend money. So Green Bay knows if we let this kid get into the season and he continues to perform at a really high level, it's going to cost us even more. It's going to cost us even more, which then, like you said, Jason, I think when we talked about this last time a few weeks back, every dollar that you, or million technically, we'll talk in NFL terms, every million you give him, it takes away from a right tackle that you need to resign, a wide receiver that you're going to have to resign, and it just takes away from it. So they're going to get it done. It's just I don't think Jordan Love's missing any time for it. I'll just put it, that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, and look, Matt LaFleur praised him up and down. The fact that he is there, that he's been, you know, he missed, I think, 1 or 2 days of phase two to go see his girlfriend, Ronica Stone, play in the Pro Volleyball Federation Championships. Other than that, he hasn't missed any. He's at the OTAs. Tua missed a bunch of the voluntary phase one and phase two stuff, then finally reported for OTAs. So he's setting an example for a young team. They've got 100% attendance, which early in your career was not unusual because no one felt like they were actually voluntary. And then there was the window with Aaron Rodgers where everybody decided they were voluntary and the attendance was poor. So he is doing the right things. But again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, when Domofsky asked him, are you comfortable playing this season on your current contract? His answer was, we'll see. I don't know yet. We'll see. Which I do think leaves him an out if it gets contentious.
It does. I mean, that's an interesting quote. I didn't read that quote. That's an interesting quote. It sounds like that is something that his agent has told him to say, right? Because I've listened to him speak a lot. I got to meet him personally as well when I was, you know, at that Chargers game. And that just doesn't seem like something that would come out of his mouth unless he was, you know, instructed that they're going to ask you about it and this is how you're supposed to say it. Like, and so you don't come off as a bad guy, but you're still doing the work that you need to do. So, listen, he's going to play, right? He is going to – week one, whether this deal is done or not, he is going to play.
We'll see.
Now, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, again, if I'm him and this isn't done, I'm going out there week one and I'm balling out and I'm throwing for 350, three touchdowns. And every game you do, go do that, your agent calls back up to Russ Ball and goes, well, number just went up. Number just went up. Until we get this thing done, the price continues to climb because we all know this quarterback market is insane, right? Like it's literally insane. No, I mean, I'm sure who's the next guy to get done? Trevor Lawrence? He's probably the next guy.
Him and Tua. Love to get him done. And Tua. Him and Tua are the two guys that have to get figured out next along with Love, I think.
Yeah. So, like, one of these two guys are going to get done, and it's going to be, you know, $190 million. It's going to be crazy money. So, like, the longer you wait, the more the table is set for what you're going to have to pay. Not what is deserved, but what you have to pay for a quarterback that you believe is your franchise guy. And that's really what it is. Whether you believe he deserves it or not is a whole different story of what they're actually getting paid for being a starting franchise quarterback. And that's reality.
All right. I know you've got a lot of work to get done on the farm, get your orange grove planted, and now that you got the internet, all the other stuff going on. But you apparently have volunteered slash been drafted to play in our Steinhoffel's solo stove hot seat contest. So we're going to have a question we're going to ask you about you and see if you get it right or not. We also, okay. I do want to talk to you. You mentioned Zach Tom, or at least the right tackle they need to re-sign. Zach Tom tore his pec.
What?
Yeah. Tucker Kraft tore his pec. And Matt LaFleur tore his pec. So I don't know how many times Brian Bulaga's torn a pec, but here a pec, there a pec, everywhere a pec. He is not practicing. Zach Tom has a torn pectoral.
When did that happen?
Mid-April. We found out about it yesterday. So it was right around the same time LaFleur did. They both went to the same surgeon in New York, and Zach Tom's line was, we're giving him too much business, which is probably true. So I want to. So we got to play the game. You got work to do on the farm. We need to talk about Zach Tom. And I also want to get to, you mentioned joint practices. They're going to have two sets of them, but only one day each. And I want to get your thoughts on that. So we got a lot to get to with Brian Bulaga. The great part of it is Jesse barely gets to talk as a result. We need to play the solo stove giveaway, the Steinhoffel solo stove hot seat giveaway. So we need caller 5 and caller 10 to 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will ask Brian a question. You, as the contestant, the first contestant, will guess whether or not he will or will not get it right. The second contestant gets the opposite answer, and then we'll find out, and you'll be entered to win that Solo Stove Ranger, which we're giving away at the end of the week, a value of $250 from Steinhoffel. So caller 5 and 10, we'll play with Brian next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Like, you're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
Who has lots of work to do on his farm, but we have lots of work to do with him here. And it begins with Jesse posing a question to him, and we will find out if our contestants will win a berth in the drawing to give away this Steinhoffel Solo Stove Ranger in celebration of their Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffel's. By the way, you can get one yourself with a qualifying purchase. So go to steinhoffels.com to find out more. Let's welcome in our contestants. Caller number 5 was Mel in Milwaukee. Mel, good morning. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
And caller 10 was AJ in Sheboygan. AJ, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. How about yourself?
We are happy to have you and thrilled to have Jesse as our cousin sub of the day. So
I know
Mel,
you mean it.
I meant that, sort of. Mel, you get to choose. Will Brian Bulaga answer the question about Brian Bulaga correctly? Yes or no?
I have the utmost faith in Brian, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No pressure there. Mel's counting on you. All right.
The person who has not made the choice has won the first 2 days of this contest. So
that's true.
That
is a good point. So we will see if that continues. All right. So if Brian answers this question correctly, Mel will get an entry to win on Friday, potentially for him, among the entries, to win a Solo Stove Ranger from Steinhoffel's. If Brian gets the question wrong, AJ will get the entry. Jesse, I turn it over to you with a question for Brian Bulaga about Brian Bulaga.
All right. Our question for Brian Bulaga as he enters the Steinhoffel Solo Stove hot seat is this. Which three Pittsburgh Steelers players scored touchdowns in Super Bowl 45, the Super Bowl in which you were crowned a champion?
Okay, so
30
seconds. I guess my...
Can you answer which
I guess my question,
scored them?
I mean, how does this involve me?
The Packers were okay, Super Bowl champions. 30 seconds on the clock. The time starts now.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
Rashard Mendenhall, Hines Ward, and was it Antonio Brown?
Those three are incorrect. But you were so close. Two of the three are correct. Hines Ward, Rashard Mendenhall, and Mike Wallace were the three Steelers players to score.
I was thinking Waldo. I'm like, you know, maybe AB. That was his rookie. Oh, my gosh.
You were right there. I'm sorry. So close.
Mel, I'm sorry. I thought this question was going to be about me and my career, not about the Steelers Super
so
Bowl
did I.
History.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so did
so I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right, well, Mel, we all apologize to you, but no one more so than Brian, who, by the way, what a valiant effort on that.
That was a heck of a run on
it. Yeah.
I think you deserve a ton of credit for that. But not enough credit to get Mel an entry. So, Mel, thank you for playing. Brian apologizes. Jesse does not, because Jesse never apologizes. But thanks for your loyalty to the show.
Thank you.
And AJ, congratulations. Because Brian Bulaga confused Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace, you have an entry into Friday's drawing. So good for you, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank
you for failing Mel.
Yes, no problem.
All right. So we appreciate you doing that, and that was not easy. I guess I don't understand this game either. Like, I thought it was going to be a question about you, too. But apparently not.
I mean, Super Bowl, Packers.
It's a reach. You're lucky that Brian's as good as he is, because that could have been a complete catastrophe.
I got 2 out of 3. It was real good. It was a real good, just like Brad Norman got half the name right of the guy who ran into him in the Big Ten championship.
It's true.
I think that was a good, solid question.
But that was about. That was also. That happened to Nortman. Like, you know what I mean? Like that, right. You know, that was a personal, you know, that was a personal thing. Like, I wasn't a defensive player against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I played offense. How many times have you watched the Super Bowl? How many times have you gone back and watched the Super Bowl win?
But the thing is, like, I watch the offensive cut-ups. I don't watch the defensive cut-ups. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shame on me, maybe, right? Like, you know, obviously
everyone remembers Jesse.
Like everyone remembers Clay knocking the ball out, like those plays, but like I don't really remember the negative Green Bay Packer highlights of that Super Bowl of giving up touchdowns. That's not really I don't know.
So for the record, the original question I was going to ask was which three Packers scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl, and I asked that and Riley got all three in 5 seconds. So I knew that was going to be too easy. So you would have got that right, right? Like, there's no question you would have got the three Packers who scored.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
So there we go.
Nick Collins, Greg Jennings, who had two, and Jordy?
And Jordy, right?
Yep, those are the three. Yep.
Yeah, that would have been too easy.
Mm-hmm. I think we were right where we wanted to be.
How many points did Iowa score in the – never mind.
That also would have been too easy.
So I'm being told that despite all the work that you and the donkeys, Jason and Kelsey, have to do on the farm today, you could stick around so we could talk a little bit about torn pecs and joint practices. Is this true?
This is very true, yes.
Don't use that picture, Jesse. Use the other one. That was my first attempt at photoshopping. Is that a donkey in your pocket, Jesse, or are you just happy to see us?
Jesse, right, so, come on. Brian, come on.
Despite Jesse's best efforts, because it eats up his airtime, so between the question and the picture, Brian is going to stick around. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with those questions for him. We'll do that in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.